disadvantages too. Because you don't always feel too good, anxious to do too much work.
But you have the satisfaction of doing something important too, don't you?
Yes, you have the satisfaction of doing something that you know is really God's work too.
Did you use a sewing machine from the very beginning?
Well, my sewing machine's electric, so it just hasn't any foot action. And it can be used at any time.
But you used to use a foot action, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. The old machine was a foot action machine. But that, I don't think, ever bothered you. Yeah, I use the sewing machine all the time.
Could Granny use a sewing machine too?
Yes, indeed. She could.
She was a good needle worker besides, wasn't she?
Yes, she was a good sewer by hand.
I guess you got a lot of experience. Who did the socks?
What do you mean, men did the socks?
Yeah.
Well, between us we did them.
Wasn't that a regular weekly job?
Yes. That was a regular weekly job with the socks and the stockings and all the rest of them.
Some of them were practically made over new, weren't they? By the number of patches in them?
I guess they were.
And did you have rugs on all the floors?
Yeah. Yes, we had rugs on all the floors.
You think that's a good idea to have them in the kitchen even?
We had rugs on all the floors and in the kitchen because it was cold there. We didn't have any heat in there, and so thus we had the oven going. So we used to have rugs, we used to have carpet or rug in the middle of the floor for the little ones.
What kind of heat did we have in the beginning?
The same, the hot air. But we didn't have we had these radiators put in and made steam heat. That's better. When we had just the hot air, we had two heaters that had to be attended to and coal put in them every day, which was a terrible job for a woman, for they were big heaters. But then Dad had them taken out and a new heater put in that had steam radiators.
Was everybody supposed to help with the dishes?
They had their days, and the boys had their days as well as the girls to do dishes.
Did you approve of dates and dances at home?
Yes, and always try to have them. Every Friday night almost was a dance here. And we would just roll back the rugs and push back the table and let them dance till 12 o'clock and give them a bowl of fruit lemonade and cookies or something and them have a good time home.
Do you remember the racing down the back street to catch the car for Mass?
Yes, indeed I do. When they'd be running down the back street with their coat in their hand and their hat on their head and holding on to their clothes that were half on them.
When did Dad start that racing business?
Dad didn't start that. They started it after him. Sometimes he would stop and let them catch up, and other times he wouldn't. But down the end of the back street, he had to sort of stop to turn around so they'd make up and get down there, get in the car.
But would he stop if he saw them coming nearby, near the car?
Usually.
Do you think it's good for a wife not to work an outside job?
Oh, absolutely no. She's enough to do home if she does it.
Even if they have to skimp on income. That's all. When two of the children want to fight back and forth, what do you do? Just let them fight? Let them fight?
Find out what the argument is. See if you can settle it for them.
Well, should you use your hand or stick to beat them with? Stop them?
Well, you mean that they'd be fighting so hard you'd have to use your hand or a stick to come between them?
Yeah.
I suppose so. I never had any experience of any of them fighting that hard.
But then should they be punished afterwards?
Yes.
How should they be punished?
You're taken to one side, each of them, to find out what the argument, trouble was. Well, there are different ways of punishing them, depriving them of something, or giving them some task to do that they don't like too much.
What do you mean? What do people mean when they say spoiling a baby? What does it consist in?
Well, in a baby, it usually means a baby that always wants to be with the mother. That isn't always. That's what they mean by spoiling, that a baby that will cry or carry on if anybody else takes him or will want the mother with him all the time. Well, I guess to correct that is for the mother to stay away.
Well, then just showing some affection and fondling for the baby is not spoiling it.
Oh, no. I don't think you can spoil very young babies. I think they need the attention and affection that they crave at that time of life.
In a large family, is it normal to have a fixed routine and stick to it, or is it normal to have everything uncertain?
Oh, I think it's normal to have a fixed routine, because you couldn't possibly manage without it.
But it's often broken, isn't it?
Oh, yes. There's nothing about it that would keep it from being broken.
But just to have a general idea in mind of what to try to do.
Yeah.
Should your treatment of the children depend a lot on their disposition?
Their disposition? Well, I think your treatment of the children very often is the development of their disposition. If you are undecided or what should I say, timid in your way of dealing with things, they are the same way. But if you are decided and if you are positive in your way of dealing with certain affairs that come up, well, they probably follow suit.
So if children show a difference in their reaction to punishment, should you take that into consideration in punishing them?
Yes, because children are individuals. They're not according to a type or a mood. They're all different. They're all different individually. I know Patrick would take punishment almost till he dropped without showing any concern about it, where the others would start yelling the minute they thought you were punishing them at all.
Then you can't treat them all alike.
Oh, no. They're individuals.
Well, what then, you would agree that some harm is done to children when they're all put together in a hall, like the parents and are both off to work, and they're put in a kind of a child care building. All children of different ages and different dispositions, and just amused there to keep quiet. That doesn't help them any, does it?
No, that's just helping yourself keep them off your neck. That's all.
It's bad for the children, too.
Mm.
Do you think it's impossible for the one caretaker or nurse taking care of 25 or 30 children to treat them like a parent would?
Well, it's sensible to suppose they could. I can't treat them as individuals at all, unless they organize in some way that the older ones take care of the little ones and